This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why does that happen? Why don't I have a cleared throat right before I go on air? That's what I'm going to do. You know, a lot of people, before they go on air, like, remember Anchorman? He'll go, you know, my brown cow, you know, they'll say things. I never did that before I went on air, but maybe I should. Gotta clear the throat. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey, sorry, I'm a doctor. I get mucus, all right? We get mucus. So there's a debate that it keeps surfacing every few years. And it's a debate that lasts longer than just a second or two, because there seems to be a lot of support sometimes and then a lot of criticism about how we deal with violent crime. And Tyler Moorhead, who is served 18 years in jail for murder in Baltimore, I believe was released in 2012 and has now been an active an anti-crime activist. He suggests that criminals, because he was one, he says they want money. And if you pay criminals to stop criminalizing or criming, you might get some success. Now, this isn't the first time this has been brought up. In D.C., this was a few years back, D.C. was having an issue with crime. And so they had submitted a bill where if all these goals were met by individuals who were considered high risk to commit crimes, if they met all these goals, you know, community service, things like, they would get paid at the end of the year. I don't know whatever happened to that bill. In Richmond, California, which I believe is Northern California near San Francisco, back in 2016, they did a program. And I'm not saying we pay criminals, but I'm saying where the argument is coming from and why Tyler's bringing this up. But in Richmond, California, they did have a stint where they paid criminals $1,000 to, you know, stay out of harm's way or, you know, not cause harm. And I think they also had some, I'll get more specifics on it, but they also, I think, had some milestones they had to meet community service-wise. They had to check in, etc. And they said that murders and crimes dropped like 70%. Now, is it because they're being watched? Is it because, you know, maybe people do need an incentive to not commit crime? I mean, I would think the incentive, you know, to give people money so they're not out there committing a crime, I think that would be called a job. Give people jobs if they're working and they have to go to work. If they're at work, hopefully they aren't committing a crime. Right? If they do a crime, they could lose their job. So you would think, you know, that would work. We're already incentivizing people to not commit crimes. You lose your job, then you don't get paid. You go to jail. But apparently it's not enough. Now, we have a high murder rate in Chicago, but Chicago I don't think is even in the top five. I think St. Louis is number one. I think Baltimore is number two. New Orleans comes in. I'm not sure. Let me double check here. New Orleans and then Baton Rouge, Louisiana. No, actually, Baltimore is the second highest murder rate, they said, from 2018 to 2019 after St. Louis. Then I think came New Orleans and Baton Rouge. I got to double check that. Chicago also was high up there, but not the highest. We hear a lot about Chicago because it makes news, but apparently murders and deaths and shootings and crime, you know, is rampant in multiple cities. So I ask you guys, do we pay criminals or people to stop murdering? Now, I have kids, and I, what's the word do I want to use? I don't want to use a word discipline. Maybe discipline, but I disciplined my kids a couple different ways. All right. I'm of the generation where, you know, you got the belt growing up, so I wanted to do the opposite with my kids. So we didn't want to do the belt. We tried a spoon, you know, we were like, get the spoon, you know, and the kids would laugh because it was a little spoon, you know, to attack their tissue with, to do the little, it just didn't work. So for me, when I had kids, we did like the timeout, you know, so I'm like, okay, we'll put you in timeout. And they just laughed and they giggled and all that. So when I saw that the negative, that the punishments weren't working, I tried to do incentives. And so we had a little chart and they got little tickers. Every time they did something good, they got a little line and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And, you know, we would just mark the tallies. And if they were really, really good, we'd go to a movie like Ratatouille. You know, and I had a mouse drawn, you know, so they could every day when they wake up see their goal. I got to tell you, it worked. I mean, it worked. When we had these goals, it worked. You know, did they get spoiled? No, because I was going to have to take them to the Disney movie anyway. You know, but if they acted up, we would take off, you know, the tallies. And one of them got me so mad that I just took the whole thing and I ripped the whole thing up. And then I think that stopped there. But, you know, incentivizing, you know, sometimes does work. And so I, you know, Tyler's not 100% off on this one. He says, look, I know criminals. Criminals want money. You give them money, that may incentivize them. The problem is it's very short term. Because I think the one thing that we've learned is nothing lasts forever. And you take something away, it's brutal. I mean, that's why we're having issues trying to redefine the ACA. Or, you know, the sundowning or the sunsetting we were supposed to have with Medicaid never could happen because, you know, once you expand Medicaid and people need it, you can't really take it away. So once you start to incentivize and pay, I don't see how you could go back. I mean, if those, shall we say, incentives don't exist anymore, is there going to be payback? You know, and I'd like to know why the Richmond, California setup of paying criminals $1,000 or whatever stopped. If it worked so well, why didn't it continue? Now, is it because it had issues with money? Is it, I don't know. Is it because there were just too many, you know, goals that had to be met? So, I don't know. It's a debate. Don't be surprised if you see more people talk about it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY-1. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves years before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of us took advantage of the low interest rates to refi our house. I couldn't have done it if my credit score wasn't where it needed to be. And I really haven't paid a lot of attention to my credit score. And it's something that I think you guys might want to keep an eye on. There might be some investments or some things you could take advantage of. Or you might want to move, right? Get a new place. And so our credit score, unfortunately, is something that we shouldn't ignore, just like our health. So joining us today is Lynette Calfani-Cox, money coach on behalf of FICO and the FICO score. She's going to tell us a little bit more about that. Lynette, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you so much for having me. It's a great topic and super important to everybody. you know, credit health just matters just as much as your physical health. So I'm excited to be here.
Exactly. And, you know, we speak a lot about that. You know, many people are starting to redefine, you know, their careers right now. They're might be venturing back into employment. They might, you know, take over a retail store that, you know, unfortunately is defunct because of what happened with COVID. And so, you know, what are you noticing as a trend with people's credit scores? I mean, I know we have the eviction moratoriums and, you know, issues with high unemployment. I mean, are you seeing generally trends of people's scores dropping, or are they staying more flat because of all the, shall we say, stimulus, you know, issues and the moratoriums and things like that?
I think a lot of people have been surprised that credit scores have held up remarkably well, and they've been stable to a little bit trending higher in many cases as well. So, yes, we've had some stimulus, which has helped to, you know, keep people afloat financially. But you highlighted really kind of one of the main reasons that people need to stay on top of their credit in general. And it's mainly because, look, anytime you want to get credit or a loan, whether you're buying a new house or maybe starting a business, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and you need to pay perhaps a business loan, maybe you want to buy a new car or pay for your kids' college education and you got to get a student loan or whatever. Well, chances are the bank, the credit union, whoever you're going to, the financial institution, they're going to pull your FICO score. And mm-hmm. that's because FICO scores are used by 90% of top lenders. So you really want to know what that three-digit number says about you. And so, of course, the FICO score itself is calculated based on the information that's in your credit reports, right? The credit bureaus maintain that credit reports. FICO doesn't do that. But, again, FICO is showing lenders via that three-digit number just sort of, you know, what kind of a credit risk you are. And so the FICO score itself is going to range from 300 to 850 points. Generally, the higher the score, the better, because that means you're a lower risk. So before you head off to, you know, get that business loan or mortgage or anything, you really do want to check your score. You want to make sure, of course, that the score you're actually looking at, too, is the one that your lender is using. So if it doesn't say it's a FICO score, then it probably isn't.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We Google ourselves all the time. We check ourselves on social media. We look at Yelp, and we see how people look at us. Yet you would think those three numbers of our FICO score is probably something we would really want to know about ourselves, because, I mean, that's how, you know, people rate us. That's our mortgage company's car. Exactly. So, okay. I love that you gave us some reassurance on how the scores are trending upward. For those that are struggling with their scores, what suggestions do you have?
Well, I don't want people to feel like whatever their score is today is how it's always going to be, because that's not mm-hmm. the case. Your FICO scores fluctuate, and that's good news. So whatever you're saying, if you pull your FICO score today, it doesn't have to be the FICO score in the future.
Right.
So part of what people should know is sort of how the score is calculated, right? And then what they can do to impact it and to, you know, make their score stronger. So I've already told you that they range between 300 and 850 points, right? FICO mm-hmm. is calculating the score based on a whole bunch of data points in your credit file. But really it boils down to five main factors. They look at, A, your payment history. So that's 35% of your FICO score calculation. Mm-hmm. Then they look at the amount of debt that you owe. That's 30% of the FICO score computation. The third factor is the length of your credit history. That's 15%. And then the final two factors are both 10% each. So 10% is based on new credit or new applications that you're applying for when you're seeking loan or credit. And the credit mix or the type of credit that's shown in your credit file, that's also 10%. So just by knowing those five factors, it really helps you to kind of navigate the credit landscape and to know some do's and don'ts. So you do want to pay your bills on time. You do want to maintain a longer credit history. You do want to knock out consumer debt when you can, especially credit card debt. You don't want to just willy-nilly apply for credit all over the place. Just, you know, apply for it when you really and truly need it. And you do want to maintain a healthy mix, like a variety of types of credit in your credit file. So all of those things will help you to to get that credit score trending in the right direction. And I should say one other thing, Dr. Dahlia, too, because a lot of people ask me about stuff that is not at all in their FICO score, and I just want to mention this because there's, you know, myths and misconceptions.
Right.
Don't worry about the things like your race, your religion, your, you know, what country you were born in, your gender, are you married, your income, your age, none
Zodiac
of that matters.
Sign. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
None of that.
Which is important because we don't want biases towards us, you know, whether it's our race or our gender or affiliations or exactly. It's,
right.
That's fantastic.
I think people can take comfort. Sure. People can take comfort in knowing, like, look, if it's not information that's found in your credit report and information also that's already proven to be predictive of future credit performance, in other words, is it proven to show whether or not somebody is more or less likely to pay a loan or credit obligation, then don't worry about it because none of that is included in your FICO score calculation. So just do away with those myths and whatnot. So
we're speaking to the money coach, Lynette Kalfani Cox. Lynette, I love that you're here because, you know, we always talk about finances and we always talk about credit. You know, one thing that bothered me, but I think you already touched upon it, is I might apply for a Target credit card so I could get the discount, right? Or the JCPenney card. You said about the 10% of that affecting your score. Is it because banks think that you're on a spending spree? Is that why that lower? Because you would think if I just got another, you know, credit card, that means somebody trusts me, or is it they think my spending's going to go up?
Well, if there's the potential that you could add considerably to your debt load. And so let me give you and your audience a little bit of reassurance on that front as well. First, again, the inquiries, if you apply for new credit, it's only 10%. Of your credit score. So it's not the predominant amount by any stretch of the imagination. Also, it's usually temporary. I applied for credit before and I've had inquiries that happen even when I didn't expect or anticipate that they would happen. And yes, I saw a temporary dip in my FICO credit score, then it bounced back a month or two later. So this is not by any stretch of the imagination something that is, permanent or fixed in stone. It's dynamic and kind of ever-changing because anytime your credit gets pulled, then that's when your FICO score gets calculated, whether that's by you or a lender. And they take into account the past, but also the most recently, included information, the stuff that's updated. So bottom line, as your credit report changes, then, yeah, your FICO score changes as well. So I don't want people to worry too much, like, oh, my gosh, I had this inquiry or this one thing happened and now I'm lost forever because it doesn't really work that way.
Right. Now, Lynette, in the last minute, where can people find their FICO score and find more information on you?
So a couple things. Check out your FICO score. First, two free ways through the FICO score open access program. Mm-hmm. That's basically through your existing financial institution, your credit card issuer, your mortgage lender, student loan company, et cetera. Just look on your statement because FICO's partnered with 200 financial institutions to give you free access to your FICO score. Mm-hmm. They've also got something called the Score a Better Future program. Log on to scoreabetterfuture.com. Really encouraging folks to check this out. In fact, there's one next month, February 24th. It's online virtual credit information and credit education where people get their free FICO scores and they get free one-on-one credit coaching from nonprofit credit counselors, another great program. And then lastly, if somebody wants to check out myfico.com, that's a great tool to be able to get your FICO scores, your credit reports, but also to monitor and actively stay on top of your credit because they'll email you or give you text alert notifications if anything changes in your credit profile with any of the three bureaus. That's through a monthly subscription plan. So that's the best thing I can.
Lynette, that was wonderful. Money Coach, thank you, Lynette. Can't wait to have you back. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. Take care now.
Take care.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The brutal winter weather hitting a large portion of America has hit Texas very hard. Investigations are being called for in the wake of so many power source failures. Former Texas power consultant Wesley Hunt says on Fox News, Texas needs to expand on its energy, not hinder it, with recent President Biden executive orders.
The fact that our state has run out of power needs to be investigated, and Governor Abbott has already called for that. But Houston, where I'm sitting right now, is the energy capital of the world. And right now, we don't have any energy during a crisis. And Texas, in particular, running out of power is a demonstration as to why we need to support and expand the energy industry, not kill it.
Authorities are reporting most power will be restored this weekend. Singer Demi Lovato has brain damage after suffering three strokes and a heart attack following a 2018 overdose. It was revealed in a new documentary, Dancing with the Devil. USA Radio News. With the World Health Organization's inability to contain the coronavirus pandemic in China, then-President Trump cut the failed agency from the payrolls. Now, Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the United States will financially support the World Health Organization and pay $200 million in assessed and current obligations. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
This is a reversal of what the Trump administration planned to do, leave the World Health Organization. Now Secretary of State Blinken made it official with a new administration.
It reflects our renewed commitment to ensuring the WHO has the support it needs to lead the global response to the pandemic, even as we work to reform it for the future.
A fact-finding mission from the World Health Organization recently returned from Wuhan, China, where the outbreak first began, complaining they were not given the information they needed to complete their investigation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We are USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we knew this would happen. We spoke about this in December, where we are going to have employers between a rock and a hard place and employees between a rock and a hard place when it comes to the COVID vaccine. We knew this would happen, and we're already starting to see symptoms of that. And I think it's going to get worse until we figure out how we're going to approach this. And right now, it's a mess. It's going to even be a mess in the whole legal system. So there was a 34-year-old woman who is considering fertility and considering family planning with her husband. She works as a waitress in Brooklyn, New York at the Red Hook Tavern. I think it's Red Hook Tavern, is that it? Yeah. Her name is Bonnie Jacobson. And she's 34 years old. Employers say, look, we want everybody vaccinated. Wasn't mandatory. You know, Talk to your medical professional, but we want everybody vaccinated. Another follow-up email had basically suggested that it is going to be mandatory, but there will be exceptions. If you have medical issues, any sort of other exemptions, talk to your medical provider. So Bonnie wrote back saying, look, I'm pro-vaccine, not anti-vaccine, I'm pro-vaccine, but I want to wait until there's a little bit more research on fertility and pregnant women. Apparently her manager understood all that, but she gets an email that she's terminated. And I have this kind of written down for you guys if you want to take a look at it. And so she basically got fired, even though originally she was still had that out and still had that ability to say no based on health issues. Boss fired her. Now, I don't blame her. I mean, do we have enough data on pregnant women? According to the CDC, even the CDC says we have limited data. So if she wants to wait, she has a right. You know, one of the reasons why we don't have mandatory flu vaccination is because the flu vaccine isn't popular enough. Less than 50% of the country get the flu vaccine. Well, the COVID vaccine might be a little more popular, but we still have millions of people that don't want it. So you would think this is a slam dunk. You would think, all right, don't make it mandatory. Let employees have their choice, have their option. Well, remember what I told you a couple days ago when Amazon started, you know, is now getting sued from New York for not providing a safe work environment? Remember I said this is going to start making a bunch of employers and business owners nervous? The definition of safe work environment when it comes to COVID differs depending on who is, you know, going to, shall we say, sue you. So for some, it's make sure there's hand sanitizers. Make sure there's plexiglass. Make sure people can take off if they've been exposed to COVID. For others, it's don't let any staff in there if they haven't been vaccinated because they could carry the virus. So employers now have to make a decision on if their safe work environment is safe enough for them to protect their other employees, protect their customers, protect against litigation. Now, I don't believe you could mandate anybody to get the COVID vaccine. Mind you, there was a Supreme Court ruling at the turn of the 20th century where there was, a little bit later than that, where I think somebody wanted to refuse the smallpox vaccine, and the Supreme Court ruled against them because it was a public health emergency. So, I mean, we've seen the government take liberties away and use, you know, add liberties to themselves to be able to do things like saying you don't get to work, you get to work, you have to close down. So I wouldn't be surprised that the government is going to try it. But we have the Civil Rights Act, we have the Americans with Disabilities Act. Those things are supposed to protect employees who don't want to get the vaccine or don't want to be subjected to something by their employer. However, if employers are going to get sued on one end for not providing a safe work environment or get attacked for forcing the vaccine, like I said, we need some guidance. We need some leadership and we need some direction, because if not, we're going to have this mess where in New York, a restaurant was able to open. And mind you, okay, and I'm not playing violins for anybody here, all right? But imagine you've been closed down for months. And you live in a state where the rules are arbitrary. And you foresee your governor or your mayor saying, look, you know, we're going to have to lock down again with the surge. But if all your staff are vaccinated, we'll let you stay open. It's no wonder business owners are like, you know what, let's just play it safe. Let's just get all our ducks in a row. The problem is you have a woman who kind of wants to get pregnant. There's not enough data. She's not wrong on that. We don't have enough data on how it affects fertility or pregnant women. They're studying it now. Does she have a right to say, no, I want to pass? Again, we've never been in this situation before because we've never had businesses forced to close. Nazi Germany, yeah. Nazi Germany, places were forced to close. I mean, the countries throughout the world where we have fascists and dictators and, you know, all sorts of horrible regimes. But in America, you have a business. You're allowed to stay open. You hire your staff as long as you're not doing anything criminal. That's not the case. Now, because of COVID, and COVID not spread by you, but spread by other means, causing you to be closed down, the average business owner who has been for months, right, you know, trying to survive on fumes, last thing they want is to get sued like Amazon. Now, mind you, Amazon's lawsuit, and remember, that's in New York, okay, and this restaurant's in New York, and I'm not, you know, defending, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, okay, when you hear that Amazon is going to get sued because people were exposed to COVID, people got sick from COVID, and there were a bunch of other issues, and you're in New York, and your place of business is about to open, you don't want to get sued either. I mean, this is the state that is suing Amazon. That anybody could then get sued. So what is a business owner supposed to do? Now, I told you, employees have protection. Employees should have protection against the Civil Rights Act and the Americans with Disabilities Act if they want to refuse a shot. However, employers are stuck. Because let's say somebody comes to work, they're vaccinated, and their coworker is not vaccinated. They could throw a fit, say, look, this isn't a safe work environment. You're exposing me to coworkers that I have to work next to, and they aren't vaccinated. Can an employee sue an employer? Well, we talked about this, and I wrote an article on this, and I could repost it on my Twitter and Facebook. If they find that employer negligent, that employer gets sued. So I guess what we need to do is, if you want to protect your civil liberties and have a choice in getting vaccinated or not, then we are going to need some sort of protections in place for employers. Because if employers think they're going to get sued or they're going to get shut down, then that's going to trickle down to the employee. Remember I told you when, you know, we used to get in trouble as kids? We were so mad at our parents, but we would take it out on our little brothers or sisters because they were the ones we could take it out on. Okay? You know, we got in trouble for them. Right? We didn't want to get in trouble. It was their fault. So, unfortunately, employees are going to be the little brother or sister in this. And I personally feel that even though overall I believe the vaccine is safe, yes, we have some issues that popped up over the last couple of days, but overall when you look at the numbers, I think it's safe. I think it is going to turn the curve, flatten the curve. I think it is going to prevent COVID deaths. I will always believe that people should have a right to what goes into their body. Whether it's, you know, I don't want you having sex with me, or I don't want an injection in me, or I don't want a drug. I think people do have that right. But when you have employers stuck between a rock and a hard place, you need to give them some help, and you need to give them some guidance. Otherwise, this is going to be a mess. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the winter weather emergency in Texas and much of the South is getting worse. Millions facing yet another night in the dark with no heat and no clean water. I believe the death toll is over 24 right now. One-third of Americans, they say, are in the path of a second winter storm. Snow and ice headed to the East Coast, according to CBS News. They say families in Houston and all over Texas are doing anything to stay warm and, unfortunately, making deadly choices. As we spoke about carbon monoxide, using, you know, heaters and trying to pump air from their car into the house. 911 calls are up throughout Texas. It is an absolute mess over there. There's frustration, obviously, boiling over. Utilities are trying to scramble power. More than 2.5 million people are currently in the dark with no heat for a third day. Frozen pipes are bursting, flooding homes, businesses. One Dallas apartment building had icicles inside. And this is Dallas, Texas. Texas is in the south. It's hot. Texas gets hot. But pipes, they say so many pipes have now burst, the Texas governor is asking for help from out-of-state plumbers, as many counties warned their water could be contaminated and now needs to be boiled. Stephen and Laura Dandridge told CBS News that they have never expected these conditions in the Lone Star State. They have been living in the dark and cold, and they have a three-year-old, or they have a one-year-old son named Bobby. And this has been going on now for 3 days. So a boil water order has been issued for all of Houston and dozens of cities. However, in hard-hit areas, there is no water to boil because the taps are dry. They say half of the state's 254 counties are experiencing water issues. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo compared it to Hurricane Harvey in 2017. She said it's very different from Harvey, but the scope of the impact, they say, is absolutely equivalent, and it's something that is impacting not just millions of people here in Harris County, but all throughout Texas. So the carbon monoxide poisoning deaths and injuries are rising up. You know, some people are bringing grills inside, keeping cars running in a garage. Unfortunately, three children and their grandmother died in a house fire. They say it was because they were using a fireplace overnight. You know how we used to go to bed, fire had to be put out. They kept it on to keep their families warm. Unfortunately, they died. They say in search for food, there were lines to get into grocery stores that had empty shelves. There was even a run on gasoline. So what's going on with ERCOT? All right, so the Electric Reliability Council of Texas manages most of the state power grid. Now, they said this morning that they had directed Oncor and other energy providers to begin restoring power that had been previously dropped from the grid as part of a series of intentional outages aimed at keeping it from crashing. When the cold front came, they figured that the grids, and they don't have a lot of them, I guess, were going to be overwhelmed. So they tried to do intentional outages. We're being told there's still 494,000 power outages in Texas. Now, that doesn't mean the number of people, but that means power outages. Almost 500,000 currently going on in Texas, 124,000 others in Louisiana without power, 182,000 in Mississippi. Now, this is according to a tracking site, Power Outage, even though we just heard from CBS that there's more. From what I understand, another storm is coming. This is just a mess. Some 7 million residents of Houston, Arlington, Fort Worth, and Tyler have been ordered to boil the drinking water. Statewide water pressure has fallen because of frozen lines, according to Toby Baker, executive director of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. So neighbors and churches have pitched in, tried to help out people whose homes have no electricity. They said, I was talking with family yesterday, and they just knew these people. The temperature in their home was 32 degrees. So what they did is they brought people in. They all had their masks and gloves, the individuals on one side of the house, while they had others on the other side of the house. There was a mattress, I think Mattress Mac. There's a mattress furniture store opened up, just let people stay there, just to live, just to, you know, warm up, sleep. According to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he called on top executives at the state's grid operator to resign over the outages. He said every source of power the state of Texas has access to has been compromised because of the ultra-cold temperature or because of equipment failures. Nationwide, more than now 30 deaths have been blamed on the weather this week, as we talked about the carbon monoxide and the fire. Heavy snow and ice is expected in the Appalachians, northern Maryland, southern Pennsylvania, according to the National Weather Service. And there's going to be warnings, unfortunately, through Louisiana, central Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. In Oregon, We're being told from NPR that winter weather advisories still cover much of the state. More than 100,000 customers were still without electricity. And the Associated Press reports that a Portland supermarket that had been without electricity tossed perishable food into dumpsters. That led to a clash between scavengers and police. See, it's a shame that once the power was out, they just couldn't ship it to, like, the nearby Salvation Army or there's... Yeah, that's it's a shame. This is a shame. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has requested a presidential emergency declaration. Apparently in Shreveport, Louisiana, local officials were warning residents that it might be Saturday before water service that was cut off through the winter storms is fully restored. Lake Charles, water is scarce. Hospitals might need to be transferred out. In Arkansas, there's been 22 related road accidents along a 30-mile stretch of I-40. In Lexington, Kentucky, residents complained that there was snow, sleet, streets haven't been cleared. You know, it's interesting. There's a city, I don't know which one, where you see the Arkansas road clear, but the Texas road not plowed. Apparently, they say Texas doesn't have enough snow plows. Now, mind you, I mean, Texas is dealing with a lot, but Arkansas, the road already plowed, you know, set to go. Let me see if I could find that. I find it fascinating when you have cities that are, you know, among two different, like, states where you could see one thing in one state. Let me see if I could find that. Sorry, guys. Sea turtles. Apparently, they've been trying to save thousands of sea turtles. You need to look at some of these pictures. Apparently, Texas residents have been braving the cold to try to rescue sea turtles that have been having issues. So there is a state line road that is in Charles, it's the Texas side of State Line Road. I guess that's what they call it. And you can see that the Arkansas side has a cleared roadway, but the Texas side doesn't. That was footage taken from Charles Peak. It's pretty imaging. Yeah, you know, you got Texarkana, that whole area. And so the news, though, the news hasn't really been so much about what's been going on there. The big headline is Ted Cruz. Now, why is Ted Cruz getting all sorts of headlines? Well, apparently and allegedly, he was pictured at a Houston airport with his wife Heidi and their children because there was a pre-planned vacation to Cancun. And so he was on his way to Mexico. They were planning to stay at a resort, and it was the Nizuc Resort and Spa in Cancun. Well, when news broke this morning that he was on his way to Mexico, he's on his way back. Cruz said on Tuesday he had no defense for the crisis. He has not responded to criticism of the trip yet. Yeah, so I guess if you're a senator, if you're a legislature, and your state is in one of the biggest crises, you can't go to Mexico on vacation. And that was unfortunately, and mind you, trust me, all right, you know, all these senators and congresspeople, after that whole, you know, impeachment thing, they had trips planned. I believe him that he had a trip planned. I believe him. But looks like he's going to turn around. Maybe get his family safe over there, keep them there, but he comes back. He's also on a standby list for an upgrade to business class. Apparently didn't get it, though. Those are the big headlines on Ted Cruz going to Mexico. But we got people dying. Unfortunately, they need a lot of help. For those of you that could donate blood at Red Cross or Vitalant, Salvation Army, United Way. There's going to be a bunch of people that are going to need some, resources. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.